Hi, it's Carol Heider. I want to share with you what has happened to the hospital in Hudson, Wisconsin that I used as a case study in this section. Almost 15 years have passed since it was built, and after all this time, I'm still involved with the hospital, even though there is no new construction currently happening. I'm now on a team called the Campus Facility Planning Committee. We meet monthly to discuss how employees are using the space after all the years in the hospital, what patients are saying with regard to the healthcare facility, and also how to expand within the existing walls as patient numbers increase. We're doing all of this through the filter of the original intention of this hospital, which was healing, wonder, and a feeling of home. The unspoken understanding among all the team members of this committee is that the spirit of a place affects more deeply than its appearance. Now, this doesn't mean there isn't a clutter-free directive put out for reception counters, or that gouged wallpaper isn't repaired, or that chairs aren't recovered regularly, but it does mean that these smaller decisions are propelled also by the overarching spirit with which the hospital was built. Healing, wonder, a feeling of home. So, for example, here's what we're currently discussing. What color carpet would be ideal to install temporarily until the whole area is renovated, which will be another year? So, despite its short tenure, the quote-unquote right carpet color is important to underscore that no matter what, we care about those details. We're also discussing, how can we create better wayfinding for check-in at the front entry? Even though it's obvious where the reception is located, one more strategically placed landmark might make it easier for patients to find their way. We're also discussing, can we create a better experience for patients when they walk by it, an unfortunately placed column? So we're talking about how we can create a pleasant moment because of that column, not despite it. And right now the discussion is moving toward creating a living wall around the column. We're also discussing where's the best drop-down desk for a visiting physician. We're concerned that she feel comfortable and feel as though she's part of the team on just the 2 days that she's at the hospital. This will make her a better doctor. So incorporating integrated space isn't just a big picture discussion. It filters down to the smallest detail. So here's an example of a health facility that's intent on keeping the spirit of their space alive and well, no matter how small the action. Their increasing patient numbers speak to how this is working out for them.